Public school buildings in many parts of the country are in poor condition. Those in Ohio are among the worst. In Cleveland, for instance, schools are typically more than 50 years old, and those decades have taken their toll. State and local officials are working to fix a variety of structural problems, but parents and educators say the schools are still falling apart. From member station WCPN, Janet Babin has a report.
Students at A.J. Rickoff Elementary School are in the final dress rehearsal for their annual winter concert. As they concentrate on hitting the right notes, the children don't seem to notice that their 80-year-old school is falling down around them. Yet above their heads, waterlogged tiles dangle from the ceiling thanks to a leaky roof, and drafty windows let in the sharp Ohio winter air. School officials have noticed these problems and are here to show them off in hopes that something will be done about them.
This room is being used today, and this is typical of what the rooms look like here. This may even be one of the better ones.
Without interrupting the singing children, Cleveland School Administrator Tom Donegan leads members of a new commission assigned to study the infrastructure problem on a tour of three elementary schools. These buildings were built before World War II, and all are in desperate need of repair or replacement.
I'd like everyone to come up to the third floor. We're going to look at ceiling damage that was caused by
the group is pinpointing infrastructure trouble spots. In one classroom, construction manager Tim Keevney explains why there's a row of plastic-covered windows.
Now that's because there's so many air leaks in these windows that, you know, without that, you'd actually have snow blowing in when it's snowing outside.
Keevney says at least 70 schools in the district need new windows. Another 43 need new heating systems.
Okay, here we go.
Donegan takes the commission downstairs to the antiquated boiler room. A few weeks ago, classes here had to be suspended because the pipes froze and the boilers failed.
They've been converted from coal to oil to gas. They're constantly leaking. They constantly need a repair.
Many on the tour were shocked by the poor conditions. Commission member Dee Jeter says the building looks much worse than when her daughter attended class here a decade ago.
Oh, it's despicable. I mean, these kids should be out of here today.
Facilities Commission was created after the roof of Cleveland's East High School gym collapsed in October, injuring three students and two staff members. April Savage, a nurse with nine children, graduated from the school in 1981. One of her sons still attends class there.
I was at work. The flash came across the TV and it said that the gym had collapsed at East High. And the first thing went through my mouth is that my children are there. And my heart skipped a beat.
Savage's son was okay, but without a gymnasium, he'll have to face another obstacle that she says kids at suburban schools don't have to deal with.
And it's really scary now that the children don't even have a gym. So they have to leave school, go outside their school to participate in physical education.
Ohio officials have been trying to level the disparity between school districts since at least 1997, when the state Supreme Court ruled that the system of funding public schools was unconstitutional. In response, Ohio Governor Bob Taft unveiled a 12-year, $10 billion plan to repair or replace school buildings. But some education advocates say it's not enough. Bill Phyllis is with the Ohio Coalition for Equity and Adequacy of School Funding. He says school facilities continue to worsen despite the state's best efforts.
Rolling decay could allow buildings to decay faster than they are, you know, renovated and replaced by new construction. So it's going to take bold, courageous action to fix the system, and the small steps that the state has taken since the first court decision was rendered isn't just going to do it.
Randy Fisher says the governor's plan is working. He's executive director of the Ohio School Facilities Commission. The panel has approved $1 billion for school construction projects over each of the last 2 years.
So I don't see how anybody can say that $1 billion a year is incremental or in some way not fully addressing the needs of Ohio school facilities.
According to a 1995 report from the General Accounting Office, Ohio ranks nearly last in the country when it comes to school infrastructure problems. But it isn't the only state that's having trouble providing adequate school buildings. The report found that one-third of the nation's schools need extensive repair or replacement. Since that time, President Clinton has sought to increase funding or provide tax credits to improve school infrastructure, but his plans have had only limited success, leaving funding issues largely for state and local officials to figure out. After the high school roof collapse, Cleveland Mayor Michael White announced a $1.4 billion spending plan to upgrade city schools.
When that ceiling fell in, it was a wake-up call. It was a wake-up call for this district, a wake-up call for the parents, a wake-up call for the administrators when our children are going to dumps for school buildings.
But for parents like April Savage, the mayor's plan is too little, too late.
What were you doing in the first place that it had to take a gym collapsing that could have caused lives that you can't get back once they're taken, for you to pay attention to the fact that you have other schools around here that needs attention?
State education officials must present a new school funding plan to the state's high court by summer. For NPR News, I'm Janet Babin in Cleveland.